Hello, my name is José Luis Ribeiro. I'm the co-founder of Honu Robotics, a small company, but more important probably for the talk is I've been working the last decade in Open Robotics core teams. So let's give a look into what's going on in the organization, of course, and speak about politics and power. Three main icons, three main sources of power inside the project: commit permissions, who can take the structural decision affecting the whole project, and who is paying for the work, or for developers, or for both. For those of you that don't know it, ROS was a project envisioned by a couple of guys in the Stanford University 2006. Keenan and Eric, these two guys wanted to create something called the Linux of robotics, and they were looking for funding. And they found someone called Scott Hassan. He was a millionaire coming from Google search engine at that time, and joined a Scott company called, I mean, will be familiar for some of you, Willow Garage, and how things were in Willow Garage. As you can imagine, starting with the project, Keenan and Erin were the directors, joined Willow as the directors of it. Scott Hassan put a lot of money into the company, so the funding was coming directly from the owner. And it's easy to think that everyone working on ROS at that time was in the same building. So things can be, the whole things were in a single place. The first source of shading structural decisions of the project is the REP1. In the REP1, we have the interesting thing is, like, you can propose, but who is going to decide? So there is, in the REP1, there is the malevolent dictator for now figure. I mean, this is active now, this REP. it's the REP number one. So I put someone familiar here, no, go. but yeah, this is still active. Let's move. So part of the team inside Willow Garage go out of the company and create the OSRF Foundation. Mainly it was the gazebo simulation core team at the beginning, but they brought the ROS core team in 2013. So things change a little bit. We have a foundation. A foundation don't have an owner, but they have the people that take decisions. In the foundation, there is the board of directors and the CEO. So these people were now the main one, I mean the final ones taking decisions. The OSRF brought the ROS core team, so the commit permission and the repositories permission came with that. And the funding model is interesting. So the foundation worked by establishing projects with public and private companies that can benefit the open source at the same time that they were paying all the salaries for the core team, right? The first attempt to share the organizational body, organizational committee, was the TSC, the Technical Steering Committee. This was 2018. So the TSC was an attempt by the OSRF to say, hey, if you commit to put people to work on this, you are going to get in exchange voting rights. So that was a change in the model. And we arrive until 2022. What happened in 2022? The whole team in the OSRF, but that time it was a company called Open Robotics, but that's the same way, joined an alphabet company called Intrinsic. So we have lost completely the model that we have now, and what's going to come is something called the Open Source Robotics Alliance. This is something created by the foundation. Yeah, this is something created by the foundation to provide ally governance and a new model for the whole ROS community. It's a mixed membership and meritocratic model. So the membership means that companies and people can pay to have some rights to vote. The biggest governance committee in the Open Source Alliance is the Technical Governance Committee. It's formed by a couple of figures coming from the OSRF, the TSC chair and developer advocates. They are representatives of this membership, communities and people that is paying for that. And they are representative of projects inside the OSRA, which is mainly ROS is the biggest one, but there are some others. And what we finally found is the ROS Project Managers Committee. This is under the previous TGC and is taking care of day-to-day operations. It's formed by the leader, their members, which rights to vote, committers don't have right to vote, and user representatives, it has some power, but they can propose and vote the rose to leader. It means that the rose to leader is proposed, but the DGC needs to say okay for that, and after they vote for it. That's it. Yep.